It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. Democrats dominate both chambers of the state legislature and the governor's office. So you might think it would be easy to pass policy on flagship issues like labor. But the record this year was mixed. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Moderate Democrats killed a progressive proposal for state worker safety protections meant to fill a gap left by weakening federal regulations. Faced with competing bills on farm worker rights, Democrats also opted to reduce overtime pay instead of expanding it. And lawmakers dramatically scaled down a bill to protect workers in extreme temperatures, stripping it of its most significant parts. Progressive Democratic Senator Katie Wallace of Longmont said she's disappointed, but
I still think that we're the party of workers and the folks uplifting their voices the best in the political space.
Democrats did pass a bill to force meatpacking companies to pay for safety equipment and let workers take bathroom breaks during a shift. Another proposal to make it easier to form a union is headed to the governor, but he's expected to veto it. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
A federal program to protect big game migration corridors on private land is expanding in the West. It's already in place in Colorado. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports.
Throughout the West, a large portion of big game habitat is on private land. So federal money is funneling through states to landowners
to do habitat work on their land or to put their land into a conservation easement.
Wyoming Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce says that includes changing fences to make it easier for antelope or mule deer to go under or over, or paying landowners rent to preserve grasslands. Wyoming has had the program since 2022, thanks to millions of dollars from the U.S. Agriculture Department. Colorado and Idaho joined the following year, and now Utah. Bruce says states can measure how the program is working with GPS collars. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
And you're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.